Intelligent failure is valuable, but can still be painful. On April 6, 1951, 41-year-old cardiac surgeon Dr. Clarence Dennis was operating on 5-year-old Patty Anderson in a state-of-the-art operating room. He had an intense and urgent desire to save the child, who had been diagnosed with a rare congenital heart defect. On the observation deck, several of his colleagues at University Hospital in Minnesota watched as Dennis connected his new heart-lung bypass machine to the little girl. The purpose of the machine was to function as the patient's lungs and heart during surgery, and it had thus far only been tested on dogs in a laboratory. The complicated machine required 16 people to run it during the operation. Dennis was one of several pioneering surgeons in the 1950s, determined to discover a way to successfully operate on the heart of a living patient. One of the seemingly insurmountable hurdles had been containing the blood that spurted furiously out after cutting into a patient's heart. Another challenge lay in conducting the delicate surgical repairs on a beating heart. Stitching an organ that lies perfectly still was challenging enough, yet stopping the heart to facilitate the procedure would arrest the flow of blood through the body, without which the patient could not survive. Dennis's complicated machine was trying to solve these seemingly intractable problems. Dennis ordered his team to tie off Patty's heart and start the pump. It's easy to imagine the entire team holding its collective breath as the first incision was made. And then the unexpected. As the surgeon cut into the small heart's upper right-hand chamber, blood, way too much blood, flooded into the area surrounding the heart, and the team could not suction fast enough. Something was very wrong. The incision had revealed that the original diagnosis was incorrect. Patty did not have a single hole, as the doctors had thought, but rather several at the very center of her heart. None of the surgeons had seen this condition before. Dennis and his team stitched as fast as they could, but the bleeding continued, overwhelming their efforts. And sadly, Patty did not survive. This outcome, tragic as it was, qualifies as an intelligent failure. This was new territory. The surgeons were pioneers. They had done their research, and they had good reason to believe the procedure could work. The risk was kept small simply because the child had no other option for survival. So despite their lack of success, Clarence Dennis and his team had taken another small step forward toward today's taken-for-granted medical miracle that we know as open-heart surgery. Patty's legacy quietly lives on in the many, many lives the procedure has saved today. Indeed, because they bring valuable new information that could not have been gained in any other way, intelligent failures are valuable. So be willing to be bold, but do everything in your power to minimize harm.